Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal. It's Friday. I hope you're having a very good end to your week, wherever you're watching or listening to this episode around the world. It is a little bit later today. I normally try and get these shows out before now, but of course, there's been a quite big thing going on at 11 o'clock, and that was the UEFA Champions League quarter-final draw. So now we know Arsenal will face Bayern Munich in the Champions League quarter-finals, a game that I think we've all got a lot of emotional scar sort of tissue with after what happened the last couple of times we played Bayern Munich in the Champions League. But we know that this side under Mikel Arteta, they like a bit of a revenge mission. And there will certainly be a bit of that in the air when Arsenal take on the German side, complete with a certain Harry Kane in a few weeks' time. So, of course, we're going to talk about that, get the reaction to that big, big Champions League draw in today's show. We'll also discuss what's going on with Ben White at the moment following Gareth Southgate's very publicised comments about the Arsenal defender yesterday, which has generated an awful lot of debate, certainly over here anyway. So I'll give my thoughts on that as well. But we've got to start with the big news of the day, the Champions League draw. First out the hat, Arsenal were. I was sitting there thinking, who do I want? I mean, when you look at the teams who are left in it, they're all difficult. I think everyone probably was looking at Dortmund or maybe Atletico Madrid, even though I think Atletico would have been trouble, Atletico Madrid. But I think, you know, whoever you get at this stage of the competition, it's going to be really difficult. Bayern, as I said, there is just that sort of emotional baggage that comes with Bayern Munich, that sort of scar tissue, as I said, of what's happened last time out, the two successive 5-1 defeats. But Mikel Arteta was involved in those games. I think he was involved in those games. I'm sure he was. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm sure he was involved in those games. He was certainly at the club at that time. And he's going to want a bit of revenge for that. And all the fans are going to want a bit of revenge for that as well. And look, Bayern are beatable. There's no doubt about it. This isn't the great Bayern side that have been there, done it in, you know, our lifetimes. They're entirely beatable. They're well off the pace in the Bundesliga this season. I watched Bayer Leverkusen absolutely destroy them a few weeks ago in a game, but they are still, they've got a lot of European pedigree. They've got some top players. As I said, they've got Harry Kane as well. They're going to have all that narrative in the build up to the match, coming back to North London in his first season in Germany. So it is going to be a really difficult time. When you break it down, the players that they've got, they're going to cause Arsenal problems. There's no doubt about it. This is going up another level, but this is an entirely winnable game, I think. I look at Bayern Munich and I'm not struck with fear at the prospect of playing Bayern Munich. Yes, it's going to be really tough. Yes, you're going to have to ride your luck at times. You're going to have, decisions are going to have to go your way. Everyone's going to have to play to the top of their ability. But Arsenal can do that. We've seen them do that against the top sides this season. We've seen Arsenal destroy Liverpool at the Emirates this season. We've seen them beat Manchester City twice so far this season. Once if you obviously include the Community Shield penalty shootout. So they can beat the best there is in Europe this season. They can beat this Bayern Munich side. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to be scared of. If you want to do well in the Champions League, these are the teams you've got to beat. And it's going to be a really special night. Interestingly enough, there's not going to be any Bayern Munich fans at the Emirates for their game against Arsenal because they already had a sort of suspended ban hanging over them because of their conduct of their supporters before the Lazio game. And at the Lazio match, in the last round, their supporters set off a load of fireworks. If you're watching on YouTube now, you can see when they were over in Rome, they set off a load of fireworks. And that meant that their suspended ban kicked into action and they won't be able to have away fans at the next game, which obviously is at the Emirates. So it's going to be no fans. I presume that means there's going to be an extra 3,000 tickets on sale for Arsenal fans. I haven't double checked that yet because I've obviously recorded this as soon as the draw has taken place. But I presume that means there's going to be, you know, 60,000 rather than 57,000 Arsenal fans at the Emirates. It's going to be 60,000. It's going to be all complete and utter home support, which you would think is going to be a big, big advantage for Arsenal in that first leg. The first leg is at the Emirates. Obviously, the second leg's at Bayern, which you would have wanted it the other way around, but it is the way that it is. So, yeah, interesting. I think there's going to be absolutely no Bayern fans at the first leg. Looking at the statement that Bayern put out, they said, "We have to accept this punishment. Not only were pyrotechnics set off, but also fired deliberately onto the field, directly endangering bystanders." This is coming from their CEO, Jan Christian Dressen. Said, "This was such an explicit violation of the conditions of probation that appeal is unfortunately futile. The fact we now have to play away with the support of our fans, without the support of our fans, is a big blow. A small group of individual offenders have done a disservice to all of our supporters and the team." So, yeah, no Bayern fans at the Emirates. It's a big boost for Arsenal. I do think that makes a difference. It's going to be just complete raucous home support in that game. The draw for the semi-finals has also taken place, so we now know Arsenal's route to the final. So if they get through Bayern Munich, they're going to have to play either Real Madrid or Manchester City in the semi-finals. So the toughest draw you can possibly get. And to make it even tougher, the second leg is going to be either at the Etihad or the Bernabeu. So if Arsenal are going to go on and get to Wembley this season and win the Champions League, they are absolutely going to have to do it the difficult way. The other side of the draw is by far and away the nicest draw when you've got the four teams in it: Paris, Barcelona, Atletico, Dortmund. I'd have fancied Arsenal to beat all four of those teams. You know, they're going to have to do it the hard way, but that's not to say they're not going to be able to do it. It's just, it's going to be difficult. But what amazing nights they're going to be. I mean, imagine if Arsenal get through Bayern and then you have Real Madrid or City over two legs in the semi-finals of the Champions League. It just doesn't get much bigger than that at the moment. And it's why we waited so long to get into this competition. Yes, you kind of prefer to have the easy route, but you also want these really special nights, these big nights, and Arsenal are certainly going to have them. So look, give me your thoughts on the Champions League draw. I'll discuss it in tomorrow's show. Love to get your reaction to it. How are you feeling about playing Bayern? Do you think Arsenal can get through? If they do, what do you think about the potential games against City or Real Madrid? You know, are you confident? Do you think Arsenal can do it? Anything you want to discuss when it comes to the Champions League, let me know in the comments below. Very intriguing to get your thoughts. Now, I think Liverpool are going to be happy. It was one of my first thoughts was Liverpool, we were watching that draw and thinking, yes, that's exactly what we wanted. The two sort of title rivals caught up in this titanic Champions League campaign where you can't be resting players, you can't do anything, you know, and they are going to be intense, intense games. You know, the two legs, Arsenal versus Bayern, you know, are going to be so tight, so intense, and it's going to be exactly the same when it comes to Real Madrid and Manchester City. So I imagine Liverpool, albeit we'll still have to have, you know, they're going to be in Europa League action, but we saw, I mean, last night, what was it, 10-2, 11-2 they went through on aggregate against Prague. It's just not the same as being in the Champions League. You don't have to come up against the same level of opposition. It gives you the opportunity to be able to rotate a little bit more. We don't know yet who Liverpool have got in the next round, but you know, you would back that they're going to be strong enough to be able to make changes and still get through to the semi-final. So I think Jurgen Klopp's going to be happy, Liverpool players are going to be happy, and Liverpool fans I've already seen on social media are very happy with that draw. It's certainly going to go their way. But look, I think also I was looking, I think Kaya from Football London put a tweet out. If Arsenal get to the semi-finals and they have those two legs against either Real or Manchester City, they're going to be sandwiched sort of either sides of the game against Tottenham in the Premier League, the game against Manchester United in the Premier League. So it's going to be a really packed fixture list with just huge game after huge game after huge game. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting end to the season. It's going to be an exciting end to the season. And I can't wait for it. And yeah, let me know your thoughts in the comments below.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Right, moving away from the Champions League, let's quickly talk about Ben White, shall we? I did speak about him yesterday with James Benjamin inside Arsenal Extra Time. Obviously, the brilliant news yesterday that Ben has signed his new contract, which we're all delighted with. Arsenal putting that announcement out in the morning. I'm not surprised that they timed that announcement for Thursday morning because they've been obviously made aware, which we've since learned by England, that Gareth Southgate was going to reveal in his press conference later on in the day that Ben White had decided to withdraw from being available for England, basically. And he spoke about that in his press conference when Southgate named his squad. He admitted it. Some of the comments that he made, he said, I spoke to him post-Qatar because I wanted to pick him. There was clearly reticence from his side. I don't fully know why that is, but I have to respect that. I want to leave the door open for him because he's a good player and he can make a difference for England, but he's not available to us. So the only thing I would say is there is no issue between us at all. There's no issue with Steve Holland, Southgate's assistant, because that has been mentioned in articles and I don't like that. People can talk about me and they can say things and do say things and get said about me, which are false. And you have to stomach that for whatever reason in this role. But I'm not prepared for that to happen to a key member of my coaching team. That is not the reason that Ben is unavailable for selection. There was obviously big reports during the World Cup after Ben White went home from the World Cup that there'd been a big falling out with Steve Holland and a bit of a spat in front of the rest of the teams. Since Southgate's comments yesterday, journalists have wrote a story. Daniel Taylor at The Athletic wrote a big story on Ben White and the sort of reasons behind him being unavailable for England. And he doubled down on it in his story. He said there was a big clash between him and Steve Holland at Qatar. Steve Holland had a go at Ben White for things in front of the rest of the team. And he didn't say that was the sole reason for Ben White leaving. But look, something's clearly gone on. I don't know the ins and outs of exactly why Ben White doesn't want to play for England. But, you know, Ben White was very happy to be selected for England before he went away with the squad. You saw it when he made his debut when he was at Brighton. He put a tweet out, you know, that he something he'd always dreamed of. He said he cried for an hour after playing for England. And now suddenly withdraws he's just decided he's not available for England. So something has gone on for it. And it's interesting. I got a comment here from Val Richards. He says, Southgate threw Ben under the bus. You would think that any discussion between the two parties would be confidential, especially given that Southgate would be fully aware there'd be plenty of adverse criticism aimed at Ben, an act of spite. It's an interesting one, this, because, I mean, I was out this morning, I was driving home before the UEFA Champions League draw, and I was listening to Talk Sport, and the whole debate was about Ben White and England. Harry Redknapp was on there saying that the door should be slammed shut on his mush, I think was the exact quote that he said. You had a Man United fan ringing up saying it was an absolute disgrace and that kids would give anything to play for England and that he has a responsibility to play for England and all that rubbish, which is just not true. Absolutely. He's got no responsibility to play for England. You know, this is football at the end of the day. You can choose if you want to play. And we don't know the ins and outs of it. We don't know what Ben White's mental state is when he's away, if he struggles with that sort of thing when he's away. You know, you see it time and time again with sportsmen now. You think of England cricket team or not just England cricket team, but other cricket team around the world when they go on tour, how players struggle with it and their mental health is so important now. So we don't know what's going on. So I think it's really rubbish to just throw out accusations, especially to label Ben White as a disgrace for anything like this. A player wants to do what a player wants to do and what's good for him and good for his family. And if he doesn't want to play for England, he doesn't want to play for England. It's not a disgrace. He just doesn't want to play for England. Look, I would like Ben White to play for England. I want England to do well. And I would like Ben White to play for England, but it's certainly not a disgrace. I think it's an interesting one for Southgate, though, because obviously Southgate's getting a lot of criticism for why Ben White's not been in the squad. So it's like, how long do you continue to name these squads and not have Ben White in it and reveal why that is? Maybe he could have gone down a different route, but I don't really think he threw White under a bus. I think it just had got to the stage where something kind of had to be said because there was so much focus on every squad. Because it didn't make sense. You know, Ben White should be in England squad. There's no doubt about it. He's playing well enough. He should be in England squad. And so every time that he wasn't in there, the questions are just constantly, why isn't he there? Why isn't he there? And for Southgate, I suppose he's looking at it and thinking, well, I'm the one who's getting criticised for this massively because people are saying, well, why aren't you choosing Ben White? It's a joke. You should be picking him. So I can kind of understand why he has come out and said this now, but maybe he could have done it in a better way. Maybe he could have just said, look, Ben White's unavailable because of personal reasons for England and kept it at that. And yes, it would have been a bit mysterious and all that, but maybe it would have, you know, he certainly opened up Ben White to an awful lot of criticism now, as I heard on the radio already today. And when Ben White goes to away games up and down the country between now and the end of the season, he's going to start getting it in the neck from the away fans. There's no doubt about that, from the home fans, sorry. I don't think he'll care. I don't think he's a character that will care. In fact, I think he'll probably thrive off it. That's the type of personality he is. So I'm not too worried about how it's going to impact Ben White. But yeah, I think it's an interesting one in terms of the way it's been handled and the way it's been put out there. And it's certainly going to open Ben White up to a lot of criticism. No doubt. Well, it already has opened up Ben White to an awful lot of criticism. But as I said, the good thing is, I just think with the personality that Ben has and the character that he has, that he'll be able to brush it off and almost be able to sort of revel in it and want to sort of shut everyone up, if you see what I mean, with his performances. And he's certainly doing that right now because he's in the form of his life. He's playing superbly, absolutely warrants that new contract that he got yesterday, deserved it 100%. And if he's not appreciated by England and by Steve Holland and by Gareth Southgate and his coaching staff, then he's certainly appreciated by Arsenal and by Mikel Arteta, by his teammates and by the coaching staff. And ultimately, that's all that matters. Arsenal are the guys who pay him. It's his job to pay for Arsenal. It's not his job to play for England. And so, as I said, he's got no responsibility to England whatsoever. If he does want to play for him, he does want to play for him, and so be it. So, yeah, that's on. But look, it's a shame that it's taken away from the fact that he signed his new contract. You know, all the talk now is about this rather than the fact that he's committed his deal, committed himself to Arsenal. He's going to be here for another four years, potentially five, which is fantastic news. And he deserves all the credit he gets, Ben White, because he's been such a good performer for Arsenal. James here says, great news that Ben has signed his extension. I remember when Saliba was about to come into the team, I was wondering how that would impact Ben. Awesome. How is he adapted, becoming such a good right back and becomes so valuable to the team? And he deserves so much credit, Ben White, for the way he has adapted to this new role. You know, like James says, when Saliba came in, all the talk was like, what are Arsenal going to do? You've got Gabriel there, you've got Ben White there. The two of them had formed a good partnership in central defence that season. They played together. Suddenly Saliba was coming back, who we all thought was this generational talent. Obviously, we didn't know how he was going to do, but he's since gone on to prove he is a generational talent. So it's like, what do you do with Ben White, this £50 million signing? But he's such a good player. He's technically so gifted. He's so clever that you can move him to a new position that he hasn't really played before and he can absolutely excel in it. And that just shows an awful lot about how good he is, about his quality as a footballer. And, you know, he could even play in midfield as well if needs be. And I wouldn't really have too many doubts about him playing there. Obviously, I'd rather other people play there who are more natural to it. But he's such a good player, Ben White, that you can, he's one of those players you can play in pretty much any single position and you know he's still going to produce a good performance for you and not let you down. And that says an awful lot about him. So great news that he signed a new contract. Shame it has been kind of overshadowed a bit by what's gone on with England. But I think as Arsenal fans, you know, everyone loves Ben White and absolutely supports Ben White. And Arsenal are certainly fully behind their defender, as the new contract shows. All right, that's it from me, everyone. Thank you very much for your time. As always, really do appreciate it. Like I said, anything you've heard about in this video that you want to discuss, give your opinion on, whether it be the Champions League draw, whether it be Ben White, whether it be anything else you want to discuss, want me to discuss in tomorrow's show, let me know in the comments below. Inside Arsenal Extra Time went out yesterday with myself and James Benge. If you haven't watched it yet, you can find it in your podcast feed or down below in the videos on YouTube. Until tomorrow, everyone, have a fantastic end to your week. Enjoy the start of your weekend. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.